News from Bermondsey by Owen Shepherd of Southwark News. Insect mansion is buggy brilliant. An insect mansion in the shape of Tower Bridge has taken pride of place at the Bosco Centre in Bermondsey. The wooden structure will provide a nesting place for insects and give children the opportunity to study the creature's ecosystems. The youngsters who crafted the insect mansion as part of the Construction Youth Training Scheme presented it to the school last Thursday, the 28th of September. 13 young people, including 5 from Southwark, are working towards sitting a test for their CSCS, or Construction Skills Certification Scheme, card, which will allow them to work on construction sites. Some of those taken on by the construction youth have faced difficulties in their lives or have turned away from mainstream education. Some people would class them as hard to reach, but to us they're magnificent, they're grafters, and they just want to work and be independent, said Wendy Heller, Training, Development and Curriculum Manager at Construction Youth. As young builders, this is the start of their legacy. I'm a carpenter and drive around here thinking, I built that. Milton Lager from Bermondsey is now looking forward to an apprenticeship in construction. I've learnt to have a positive attitude towards work. They, construction youth, have helped me with that, said the 18-year-old. I've always had an interest in construction since I was little. I just think it's great to be part of something that big and making the world a better future. 17-year-old Joe James from Rotherhithe said he'd been interested in construction for a while, but had discovered his dream to become a carpenter. No matter what your background is, if you have a history of bad experience, the construction industry will still give you a chance. You just need to show that you're willing and that you're going to work hard for the company, he said. Darren Coughlin has been principal at the Bosco Centre for 18 months, where vocational courses such as business, IT, admin, childcare and youth work are taught, as well as maths and English. We work with the local youth to get them into sustained employment, he said. I do think there's a need for that, and I think that we are very local and able to meet the needs of local young people. The construction youth training was paid for by the Bermondsey and Rotherhithe Neighbourhood Fund and the John Lyons Charity.